From the makers of Rice-A-Roni comes Macaroni, a creamy, delicious boxed mac and cheese that's not just good, it's cheesy good. Macaroni will please even the pickiest eaters with two magnificent flavors that will melt your heart, creamy cheddar and creamy white cheddar. If you love cheese, you'll love Macaroni by the makers of Rice-A-Roni. If you don't love cheese, well, that's just unbelievable. Try Macaroni. It's cheesy good.
Macaroni, the San Francisco treat.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Sonic the Hedgehog 3 is in cinemas from tomorrow. Such a great movie. If you're looking for something to do over the weekend, then I would definitely recommend you go and see this. The man who brings the hedgehog himself to life is Ben Schwartz. He's known for his roles in Parks and Rec as the brilliant Jean Ralphio. And of course, his improv work as well. I caught up with Ben and we got talking about the last time we hung out.
You hung out in the green room of the last Ben Schwartz and Friends show in Dublin.
I did.
My entire team had the best time meeting you.
Oh, listen, it was amazing. It was a great show. It was actually in the Helix, which is a great venue in a university in Dublin. But the question I have for you, Ben, is because that night you all wanted to go into Dublin city centre. You wanted to have a great night. You were aiming for, when you asked me, I said Brussels, which is the pub that has the statue of Phil Lynott from Thin Lizzy outside. Did you ever get there?
We did. We did exactly what you said.
That's so funny.
And then we went to the pub and we went to a part of the pub in the back and we had such a fun night. We had proper pints and we had an incredible time. And we went to that exact pub. We did exactly what you asked us to do.
Yes.
We're not dummies. When we meet someone who knows Ireland, we listen to the people from Ireland.
Local knowledge is key. Listen, congratulations on Sonic 3. It is absolutely massive. This movie, the scope of this movie is way bigger than the other two, right?
Crazy, right? It's. I agree. It's like the CG is bigger. There's two Jim Carreys. John Wick is in our movie this time. It's bananas. The scope has become so big. The movies have grown so big. It's like, where do we even go from here? It's so exciting.
And do you, as a voice actor, get to interact with, you know, we've got Catherine who plays Tails, you've got Knuckles played by Idris Elba, you've got, as you said, John Wick, Keanu Reeves is in this, Jim Carrey's playing two characters, but you're a voiceover. Do you get to ever be with them and act with them, or is it all just, you know, you solo in a studio?
No, it's always me, a tired old man in the studio with Jeff Fowler as the director, Toby the producer, who else is there? Tyson Hess and Al. And we're in this little room and we do 1,000 different takes. The first one, Colleen, who plays Tails, the first one, me and Colleen did a couple because that relationship is so important to the series.
Mm.
So it's like we did a couple virtually together. And that was great. But then the best part is I know this guy in and out now. And I know like how Sonic speaks. I know when he would, you know, make silly little quips. I know when he'd be heart forward. I know when he would get angry now because this movie really matures with the audience. You feel some real like power from Sonic now. So it's like, I kind of know him inside and out. So we were off to the races the first record day. It was so fun.
Amazing.
Jeff even said that when we did it and we were doing it so quick and he's like, oh my God, it's like you've been playing this guy for 5 years. I'm like, all right, right.
I have. Sonic collects rings. Dave, me, I collect guitars. What does Ben collect? Do you collect anything?
Oh, I collect animation cells from the 90s. So I have like Simpsons, Flintstones, Pink Panther.
Real cells?
Yeah, so I collect the actual cells from when they were putting them on TV.
So in case anybody doesn't know, will you just very quickly explain what an animation cell is? Because this is amazing.
You're right. A lot of stuff is done. Almost everything is done. Everything is done by CG now. But when I was watching cartoons when I was a kid, what would happen is they would have a painted background. They would illustrate a background. And then in order for the character to run or move on that background, they would have to do like thousands of different versions, slowly moving the character like and those are real cells.
Yeah.
So I have purchased some of the backgrounds and some of the actual cells. So on my wall, to me, I get to own like a piece of something that I loved so much.
That's unreal.
So I have a bunch of those and I collect, you know, I'm a nerd. So I have like a bunch of comic books. I have a bunch of Marvel cards. I have all my video games when I was a kid, all my Nintendo,
Super Nintendo games.
Yeah, I got everything.
Wow. Amazing.
I'm in the right movie, basically.
Yes, you certainly are. You're also a brilliant comedian, and I wonder, can I combine your two worlds, and can I tell you my amazing hedgehog joke?
You have a hedgehog joke.
Now, you may know this, okay? So feel free to finish the punchline and ruin my joke for me if you know it, okay?
I want you to go from front to back. I want you, Dave, to deliver a perfect joke to end this interview.
Okay.
This will make me so happy.
How do hedgehogs mate?
How do hedgehogs mate? I don't know, Dave. How do hedgehogs mate?
Very carefully.
That's pretty good, actually.
Thanks, Ben. Thank you.
I like it.
It's great to catch up again. Sonic 3 is amazing. I know my audience is going to love it. And next time you're in Ireland, we'll definitely hang out again. Really, really great to chat to you.
Yeah, it was so fun to hang out. Also, don't you collect sneakers as well?
Yes, I do. You know, you're spot on. Yeah, you got me.
I have a sneaker collection as well. And so does Jeff Fowler. If you get to talk to the director, Jeff Fowler.
Okay.
But Jeff loves sneakers, more so than me. He's like really amazing at collecting sneakers. And then I'll see you next time we're in Ireland. It'll be great.
Amazing. Ben, thank you so much.
Thank you, brother. Good to see you.
See you too.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
From the makers of Rice-A-Roni comes Macaroni, a creamy, delicious boxed mac and cheese that's not just good, it's cheesy good. Macaroni will please even the pickiest eaters with two magnificent flavors that will melt your heart. Creamy cheddar and creamy white cheddar. If you love cheese, you'll love Macaroni by the makers of Rice-A-Roni. If you don't love cheese, well, that's just unbelievable. Try Macaroni. It's cheesy good.
Macaroni, the San Francisco treat.